This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 189, and our topic of discussion today on this lovely Valentine's Day is sharing the love. I want to make this quick podcast just because I want to do my part in sharing the love. But before we get started, how are you doing today? I really hope that you put major intent on your day. Do that all week. Do that for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? We must be intentional with our day if we want our day to work with us and not against us and to maximize our day. So one of the best things you can do first and foremost is put a smile on your pretty face and then walk it out to the best of your ability. Now back to the topic about sharing the love. What I realize, especially around this holiday, is that for some reason, a lot of people, it seems like, I'm not saying that this is statistical, but it seems like, especially females who are single or they're not in the dating arena, that they find themselves being depressed or you know, Debbie Down or whatever. But I don't understand why. Now, don't get me wrong. I know people like to get their candy and their gifts and their bears and their cars and their flowers. I get all of that. But are we really that caught up in a superficial holiday? I don't care if it's, and y'all know my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. Man, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like holidays. But is it really that serious? Is my question. And so for those of you who may find yourself Debbie Downing, or, you know, you're just meh because it's Valentine's Day and you ain't got nobody to go out with, you ain't got nobody to do this with, blah, 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 blah. Share the love today. Give it away. Focus more on giving than receiving, if you will. The same concept that flows in Christmas needs to flow around, I guess, this holiday for those of you who feel like you feel left out. I know you have something to give in the sense of being of good cheer, being of good spirits to someone else, to, in turn, hopefully to feel the energy back in some sense of the word. And it's not that someone has to give you something, but it's just more so being kind, saying happy Valentine's Day if that's your thing to celebrate. If it's not your thing, then don't say it. But at the end of the day, share what you have, give it away, allow it to flow into others' atmosphere so that way you can naturally feel it coming back. Me personally, I'm single. But to be honest, I never really cared about this day like that. Rather, I was in a relationship or not. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I would. Like, if I was with someone, I would get them a gift, things of that sort. But I was, you know, never gung-ho on, oh my God, it's Valentine's Day, and I want a whole bunch of stuff, and blah, 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 blah. It was never that serious for me. But I am a big believer of sharing love, period. So since I know this is a holiday that people get into, like today, as much as my students can sometimes work my nerves, I was sharing the love. And letting the, you know, the letting them have free passes the day with their tardies, you know, when normally I'd be like, get out my room, go get your tardy. And then also I brought in candy. And just really trying to be lively, lovely. Because at the end of the day, doesn't love win? So, or it's supposed to win at least. So just
Think about that. Get out of your feelings if you are in them and focus on giving something instead of looking at what you're not receiving. And if you focus on giving something, you will in turn start to see what you're receiving. Even though I wasn't looking for anything today, I had students coming in bringing me stuff. I even had teachers bringing me stuff. And I thought it was very nice. Totally unexpected. But it came my way. Whether it's giving love to a family member, to a friend, to a student, to a colleague, to, and I'm not talking about inappropriate love. Now, a lot of people get stuck on the word love as if it always has to be something intimate. So if you're looking for intimacy, prepare yourself in just the agape love kind of way. And I think intimacy will be more welcoming and more floating your way, if you will. A lot of people don't have that intimate love because maybe the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, is telling you that it's not time for it. But just because it's not time for you to have that doesn't mean you don't need to start permeating your atmosphere with a sense of love in an agape kind of way. So share the love, give the love, and watch how it finds its way to boomerang back your way. I really hope that that makes sense. That's really all I wanted to say. I'm actually having to get prepared to share some more love with my family because we're going to go out to dinner and wait in excessive long lines for something that we probably could have cooked at home, but that ain't the point. The point is, we don't want to cook. So we're going to share the love with one another and we're going to go out and have some food at a nice restaurant. But anywho, back to you. Please share your love. Please give your love. Because it's something, someone that's out there waiting to receive it. And just as much as you give off, believe you me, it's going to come back to you in some type of way. Okay, now I'm not telling you that you need to be looking for it with binoculars or a magnifying glass. What I'm telling you is just continue to allow your radiance, your joy, your love to be exposed and to be shared. And something's bound to come back your way in one form or another that represents or that symbolizes love back to you. I really hope that that makes sense. For those of you, and if no one has told you today that they love you, know that I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay? Mwah. Do you like my baby do me when we're on the phone together? So, have a great and blessed Valentine's Day and evening. And for those of you who are out there doing the most for Valentine's, make sure you be safe. Yes, I'm single now, but I wasn't a few years ago. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Make sure we take care of ourselves and do what you got to do and wrap it up, boo. Okay, love yourself now. You got to love yourself like that, too. Anyway, I'm out of here. Talk to you guys later. You can share your 2 to 5 cents over at AniaJohnson.com/189. Tell me what you think. And definitely send this over or share this with a friend who may just need to hear how they need to share love before maybe God or the universe wants them to receive the certain type of love that they may be looking for. Until we talk again, know that I love you. Know that you are amazing even on your worst day. I'm out of here, guys.